You like the halftime show? Good for you. I don't care. And of course, people, if they caught this, would say Richard is just a white male with white fragility who is upset to see a bunch of black people being celebrated. And my response to you is, what the hell are you talking about? I want to take a look at it from a societal standpoint. First of all, Eminem, Dr. Dre, Snoop, I don't know about Kendrick Lamar. I don't really know much about him. Mary J. Blige, every single one of them at one point or another, and I'm not saying they have to be held up or have to carry these things forever, have spun lyrics about sexual assault, about dealing drugs, about murdering other people. And people trying to defend it, this is America's, this is the music of America now. Well, that should tell you something. that should tell you something right there. But the big thing was Eminem, 8 Mile Eminem, taking a knee after his performance in a salute to Colin Kaepernick, because apparently that sounds like something he lost a bet on, right? You just need to do it, Eminem. But this idea that it's good for society, and listen, I mean, like I said before, if you like it, you like it. You know, Jason Whitlock was like, the performance is great. But two things with Jason Whitlock. A, he's not a conservative commentator. He's an independent. And B, he's admitted to being starstruck by a guy like Dr. Dre. So he's a fan. That's cool. If you're a fan of it, be a fan of it. I'm actually not dumping on the performance itself. I am dumping on Conservative Inc. Let me get to that, because that's what I do here. I actually don't really go after the left that much, because it's kind of a waste of time unless they do something egregiously stupid. Like, we're going to talk about AOC later on in the show. So there you go. But I want to talk about the fact that we have the defenders of the Constitution, our boys and girls, our people, how we win. We win by supporting the Daily Wire and Dana Lash and Candace Owens. They fight for our freedoms. And across the board, top to bottom, the only one who did something stupid was Charlie Kirk. But Charlie Kirk said something stupid. Oh, the Rocket commercial with the Barbie house, the Rocket mortgage. That one I did crack a smile with. I'm not going to lie. That one was one of the few I actually did enjoy. Anyway. But you got Dana Lash. You got Dana Lash, St. Dana Lash, of the Queen of the Gun Bunnies. We must acknowledge her rightful place as Queen of the Gun Bunnies. Comes out. Because this is what you got to realize with them. And this is what you got to realize with them, with Conservative Inc. Because they're going to come on, and they were probably talking all week. Oh, this is ridiculous. I can't believe it. It's all about social justicing and blah, blah, blah. And then the performance came out, and St. Dana Lash, as a 90s teen, it was a great halftime show. Thanks for not making it political and giving everybody an escape. And everybody was like, what are you talking about, not making it political? The fact that this entire performance was a political gesture. This was an entire thing created by the NFL so they could have political talks about black coaches or black this or black that. And listen, There are issues in these United States of Amazon. There always have been. There always will be because we're humans and we're fallen. And we have to deal with those things. Whether it's black with blacks, white with black, blacks and Asians. You know, people always have to work on how they interact with people. And then, of course, you had Dana Loesch come out and say, so great. And then you had Candace Owens. This is an excellent Super Bowl halftime performance. Undeniable hip-hop and R&B excellence. I'm sorry, hip-hop cannot be excellent. Based on its subject matter, hip-hop cannot be excellent. And I'm a white guy, so nobody cares about my opinion. And I'm fine with that. I don't listen to it anymore. Although it was kind of funny seeing the memes of every night of every white suburban mom turning into a turning tricks as soon as Dr. Dre showed up at the halftime show, right? That soccer mom in suburbia that you think, oh wow, she's a very conservative woman. I think I like she's my friend and we share values and all of these other things. Soon as Dre came on, she was dropping to the floor, making it hot. And you're like, what the hell? What? And it's a destruction of music. You know, give me Motown if you want to talk about black music. Right? Give me that. Don't give me Dre, Kendrick Lamar, Snoop, any of these people. Because all they've done with hip-hop is destroy black culture. They've destroyed white culture. And I know people will say, well, rock music was the same in the 80s. Yeah, I mean, sure, whatever. But not to the extent that hip-hop has completely dominated, much in the way certain foreign influences have. Dre Day is about a song. I actually used to listen to it. So, like I said, I was deep into hip hop up until I was about probably 25. So I listened to it. I was all about it. I joked when we were talking about the gymnast a couple weeks ago, who was ostracized from UCLA's gymnastics team because she was just singing the lyrics and it had the N-word. I don't like modern country either. Guys, I don't listen to any new music. I don't listen to any new music at all. At all. I don't. I really don't. I guess the newest music I listen to is Lindsey Stirling, stuff like that. But the idea that Conservative Inc. is out to fight for your value. And yeah, Gina Carano, her movie on the Daily Wire, the trailer dropped this weekend. And that looks like garbage. It looks like garbage. It looks terrible. But everybody's like, this is it. We're taking back the culture. You're not taking back the culture and then 2 days later celebrating the halftime show. Because you are taking a knee, much like Eminem, to the left. You are submitting to them. Junk Bond. Didn't Junk Bond, one of his earlier reverse deceptions was on how most modern music is written by like six guys in Norway or something of that nature. They're crafted. They're all designed to be consumed. Much like the rest of American society, hip-hop music and all modern music is disposable. It's designed to be consumed once or twice and then forgotten about. But it continues to promote the values you and I as Christians fight against. All of it. There's nothing good that comes from hip-hop music, much like there's nothing good from modern rock or modern jazz or any of that kind of stuff. It's all been perverted in such a way. And I just have to say that we have this nonsensical approach of the right always bending a knee to what the left does. Now, if that was, you know, some guy's getting roasted on Twitter because he wants next year's show to have like Kid Rock, Ted Nugent, and a bunch of conservatives. Let's say the NFL actually did that. Do you think the left would actually say, great halftime show, guys? No, because they don't care. Their idea is destruction. No, not the right. The right's always about appeasement. And that's why we lose.